So now, the man who lies at home in a hospital bed clad in comfortable pajamas is a shell of his former self. His blue eyes, the last time he opened them, were dense, the color of chalk. His voice, which once lent itself to great oration, is now silent. Another breath, this one more jagged than the last. Nancy's tears fall onto the bedsheets at the onset of the death rattle. Suddenly, Ronald Reagan opens his eyes. He stares intently at Nancy. They weren't chalky or vague, Patty Davis will later write of her father's eyes. They were clear and blue and full of love. The room hushes. Closing his eyes, Reagan takes his final breath. The former leader of the free world, the man who defeated Soviet communism and ended the Cold War, is dead.
1. Convention Center Music Hall, Cleveland, Ohio, October 28, 1980, 9:30 p.m. The man with 24 years to live steps on stage. Polite applause washes over Ronald Reagan as he strides to his lectern for the 1980 presidential debate. Footnote: there were supposed to be 3 debates in the 1980 campaign due to the presence of third-party candidate John Anderson, a Republican congressman from Illinois who ran as an independent. President Carter refused to debate Anderson, giving Reagan and Carter